B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show on a Tuesday as we edge towards the NFL draft. We're going to talk a lot about the NFL draft today and what you want to do as an Eagle fan. I'm going to put you in control of the draft because why not? We don't have any faith in Howie Roseman anyway, so you be the guy. All right? We're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I wrote down four questions that I want to have you answer today. And here they are. As it pertains to the NFL draft now, because we've got to get focused on this. Number one, if you see the four wide receivers going off the board, and as I told you yesterday, I was involved in this mock draft where all four of them were off the board by 21. If you see the landscape of all four wide receivers going off the board, must you trade up? Must is different than doing it, right? You there's no choice but to trade up and give away whatever you need to give up to get up the board. Now, the caveat to that is if the price is too high, you might be reluctant to do that. So you stay at 21. So I'm asking you, even if the price is high and you see that those four wide receivers, none of them are going to be there at 21, is it your responsibility, no matter how much it costs, to move up? That's question one. Question two. If the last guy who's left for you without the trade is Justin Jefferson at 21, do you take him or do you trade back, get value, and take Denzel Mims? In other words, you're taking Mims at plus and foregoing Justin Jefferson if you stay at 21 and the other three guys are gone, he's the only guy left. Question number three. If Jefferson didn't float your boat, nor did Mims, and you're at 21, do you stay there and take one of the following players? The defensive end, Chase Young from LSU. The safety, McKinley from Alabama. The linebacker, Murray from Oklahoma. Or the wide receiver, as we learned today, the Eagles kind of like, Ayuk from Arizona State. That's choice three. And choice four is not really a choice, but it's an acceptance of you. If the trade up must include Zach Ertz, are you doing that trade up? Now, that would be the category if the price is too high for you. So those are the four questions that I have for the people today as far as the NFL draft goes. Now, Tyrone, I'll go to you for these four questions.
All right.
If you see the four wide receivers are going off the board, must you trade up at any cost?
No. Not at any cost.
No.
No.
So if that cost includes Ertz, you're out.
I'm out if it's Ertz.
Okay.
I'm pro trading up, but if for some reason people are unreasonable, no, it's not.
All right.
At any cost.
So there is a limit.
Yes.
To your cost going up.
Yep.
So that means you'll stay at 21.
I'll trade down. I'm not staying at 21 no matter what.
You're not staying at 21 no matter what.
If I'm the Eagles,
if you're at 21 and Jefferson is there, you're not staying at 21.
Nope.
If you're at 21 and Chaisson or McKinley or Murray are available, you're not taking one of them.
Nope.
Ayuk, you're not taking.
I'm not taking him, period.
Really?
Off my board.
Mims, you're not taking.
Not at 20.
At 21.
Nope.
All right, so that means you're trading back.
Yep.
In hopes of what?
I will draft the best available wide receiver based on my board later in the first round and establish, acquire more picks.
Oh, but then the most important thing to you is the excess that you get, because you already said you don't really like Ayuk, or you're not that crazy about Mims at 21.
I do. I'll get Mims later. Ayuk, I don't want, period.
Okay.
Because of because that conference. I can't go Ortega Whiteside and come back with another Pac-12 wide receiver.
All right.
Not going to do that.
But if you're not okay with Mims at 21, why are you okay with him at 30? Why did he improve?
He did improve. But the thing is, I have to be true to my board. The guys I really wanted, I could not acquire for whatever reason.
Okay.
But they do say it's a deep wide receiver draft. Mm-hmm. I will get him and more picks to improve my defense, which has some age.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about this draft today as we zero in on it. And there's also a very compelling topic involving Ben Simmons today. And I got to be honest with you, Jack. I don't know how Jackie McMullen did it, but she interviewed the pertinent part. This is probably the most comprehensive story on his weakness.
Yep, for sure.
Which is shooting the basketball. And there were some really interesting quotes in this thing from him and from other people around him. Here's the most important quote that I read out of this story that's on ESPN.com. My weakness, Simmons says, is I need to have someone make me accountable. Well, 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 that is screaming in my ear that this head coach is not making him accountable.
Yeah, in a way.
And so we go later in the story, his high school coach, Ma Verd, says that his name's Boyle. He said he needs to, you need to threaten him to get the best out of him. And he says, if I were in charge of the Sixers, now we've talked about this many times, and it's easier said than done, and it's easy for a high school coach to say this. But the high school coach says this, if I were in charge of the 76ers, I'd tell him, if you don't take a pull-up jumper and a perimeter shot in each half, I don't care about your percentages. I am sitting. Or you're sitting.
Yeah.
And Brown actually says he did discuss that with Ben Simmons, but then he decided to go to the other path. The other path, by all accounts, was Brett Brown went to the softer route and didn't make him accountable. So all this time that I've been saying, you know, it's easier to say to dumb, make him accountable. You take him out of the game, you're going to lose because he's got to be on the floor. So it's you're cutting off your nose and spite your face. But now I'm looking at this whole story, and when Ben admits that he needs somebody to make him accountable, I don't know what I'm supposed to think now.
No, what you said was right. You can bench him. The problem is Brett Brown can't afford to lose. You see, a high school coach at that level,
right?
They have, not everybody's Ben Simmons, but they get a bunch of top players. They can beat another high school team without Ben Simmons. The question is, can the Sixers actually beat other NBA teams without Ben Simmons? Because the coach decided, and that's my issue with it. I'm sure what he might have said is true, but Brett Brown does not have enough stroke to lose. Maybe if you had a different coach at a different level who could afford to lose.
You're absolutely right about that. But it's going on so long now. You know, like, I was against that at first because I thought it was ridiculous to cut off your nose despite your face. But then I got converted towards the end of the season that we know of, that if he passes up the shot is when I would take him out. So, like, the muscle memory. I pass that shot up. All right, so the next time he passes up the shot, he knows what's going to happen. Like a Pavlov's dog response. So that's what I would have done.
You know,
he passes up the shot, boom, reminder, brain reminder. I pass that up again. I'm kind of, at this point, you got to do it.
Well, if that's the case, a lot of my boys, He's going to get all the minutes because he's not going to shoot.
I'm looking for the bigger prize. I can't tolerate anymore this notion that it's going to come. Because even his agent goes, he's not blind to it. The acceptance of failure is something Ben needs to be comfortable with. That will come along through hard times, experiences of losing. Listen, I'm done with that. I'm done with it's going to come in time. Now, this story does reveal that he saw a sports psychologist, or he's going to see a sports psychologist, whatever it is. I don't have any more tolerance for it. I don't have any more tolerance for it. It's going to come in time. It's ridiculous now. So, if you read this story, if you can, and comment on it, because we get a really good discussion on this. And today, we're going to continue our mock draft, all-time athlete mock draft. And I will repeat who has been selected so far. We are at the 56th pick of the second round, and we need to complete this. And in fact, I'll stretch it to a third round today. We'll do three rounds and done on this mock draft, where Michael Jordan was the number one pick in the whole thing. Brady was two, Wayne Gretzky was three, Muhammad Ali was four, Lawrence Taylor was fifth. We'll go over all these picks and the ones in the second round. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The four questions to the NFL draft. You're in the general manager's office. You got to make the decision. What is it? We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly, $500 cash contest.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2 o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show, 2 o'clock hour. Brought to us by Ferguson HVAC and Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location. It's on North 7th Street in Philadelphia for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Let's start our Twitter poll for today on Tuesday. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Get your lawnmower, zero turn, small engine tools. Get them up and running again. You need parts? Go to Paul B. Moyer & Sons online parts warehouse. Just visit poweredbymoyer.com. And from a galaxy far away is one Natalie Eganoff with the Twitter poll. Nat.
Greetings, Mike.
How are you, Nat?
I'm good. Over 100 votes on this one so far. Would you be willing to lose games to force Ben Simmons to shoot? 71% say yes and 29% say
Wow, there you go. The greater good. Tyrone's the greater good. Brett Brown would listen, he might get fired, but he would leave this area with a mark. He would have placed a mark on this franchise.
Yes, for sure. For sure. And I could live with that. I could have, if he can live with that, and it's probably what he needs. The one thing that's, when you mention that it's going to come, the one thing that I'm troubled by is, and it's him being honest, and I'm glad he's honest, being honest, when he said it's about him being comfortable. One thing I've noticed from, and I don't want to be a get off my lawn guy, from one generation, your generation to my generation to the next generation, et cetera, is this need to be comfortable has grown.
Yeah.
When I, like, okay, when I first started, that particular boss, all he wanted to do was make people uncomfortable.
Right.
And you just kind of adapt, and some people would make it and some people weren't. I was one of the lucky ones to last, like through that. That's what he did.
Yep.
It was just part of the deal. Being uncomfortable was the deal.
Right.
It's odd to me that a guy with all his gifts, and look how many things probably come easy to him in the game, that he's not willing to tackle something that doesn't become. You get what I'm saying? Because so much comes easy. And you talk about whether it be LeBron or Jordan or whoever it may be, they were not, Jordan and LeBron struggled to shoot the ball coming to me. They were willing, but I'm saying they struggled at it. They could have easily said, I'm not comfortable doing. And because they're great players, both of them, they pushed through that. And we're putting Simmons on that level because I was told he was a transcendent talent.
Right.
I can't care about you being comfortable. Like, I can't. I can't. I understand he can. I can't care.
No, you're absolutely right. This is what he says. I know it's going to come. It's a matter of me being comfortable doing it. I told you that I am out on that. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. See, the thing, and I tried to look at this psychologically, and I have over the last couple of years, that this guy was raised to be the crown prince. And so he was raised in perfection. Everything he does is perfect. Look how his talent is just so transcendent. He's this, he's that, he's that. So that developed in him this show. Oh, that's one thing I don't do perfect, so I'll just avoid it. I really think psychologically that is the plug-in to Ben Simmons.
I think you're 100% right. And it's just, and it's not, and the reason I'm saying that is, I just don't think 10 years ago, 20 years ago, a person would say, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm not going to do this. They would be forced to kind of push through it. And I'm sure everybody has insecurities of all kinds, but you can't become like a prisoner to those insecurities. You got to push through. I was super uncomfortable being on TV. What am I going to do, quit? I'm going to be on TV. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you got to push through.
Yes. All right.
Like, work ethic thing too, isn't it?
I think he works his butt off when I see it work out. But
he shoots a ton.
Work
ethic, but just kind of like that fortitude.
Yeah, I do think there's
fortitude.
A level of fortitude, like a grit that you have to have. And I'm not saying it's not in him, but it seems like when he says that, it sounds to me like he's submitting.
Well, he has the freedom to be uncomfortable. Whereas, like, when you're working for something, you don't necessarily have that option to be like, I'm not comfortable doing this, when you really want something. I think that's what you were saying, Ty, right?
Yeah, like, he has to do that because he's supposed to be transcendent.
Exactly.
And he can't be transcendent, even in this best current form, even if he's even better handling the ball, plays great defense, which he did all year, he's still not transparent without shooting, transcendent without shooting. He has to shoot to be all he can be, period.
And then he says in this story, some people put so much emphasis on it, it's a little too much. It made me back check and say, let me focus on what I'm good at. See, I'm done with that. That's the last thing I want to hear out of the guy's mouth. That's it. I don't want to hear that anymore.
There's two things when next season starts. I don't think they're going to come back. There's two things I'm not hearing anymore. I'm not hearing about Embiid being out of shape. I don't care. Play. Shut up. And I don't want to hear about you can't shoot. You're uncomfortable. Shut up. Shoot. I'm at the start of next season, whenever that may come, no more out of shape and no more not shooting. I'm done with both of that. Y'all match up together. And you know I'm an NBA guy. I'm done with the out of shape, and I'm done with I can't shoot. Both of y'all match up and shut up. Like, I can't hear it anymore. Just play basketball.
All right, I got you. The NFL question that we raised today as far as the draft go. If you see the four wide receivers going off the board before it's your pick, must you trade up even though the cost would be high? Two, if Jefferson, you see, will be available at 21. Must you take him at 21? Or is he not good enough where you can trade back? Three, if you're at 21 and Jefferson doesn't float your boat, do any of Chaisson, McKinley, or Murray float your boat? And then four, if Ertz has to be part of a deal to move up, are you in or out? Those are the questions as far as the draft goes. Now, on this mock draft that we have, Tyron, I believe it's your selection.
Yes.
So just let me refresh what we were doing yesterday. Since the NFL was having their own mock draft, which didn't go off very well. They had a lot of glitches.
For sure.
Ours went off smoothly because we just included picks on the radio. And you could take any athlete past the present. So this is how the first round came out. First of all, I got to tell you that Hank Aaron, maybe the second or third best baseball player of all time, was the last pick in the first round.
Right? That was my pick, at least.
That was your pick, right. So it went Michael Jordan at one, Brady was taken second, Wayne Gretzky was taken third, Muhammad Ali fourth, Lawrence Taylor went fifth, Babe Ruth went sixth, Mario Lemieux went seven, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went eighth, Serena Williams went nine, LeBron James went 10, Jim Brown went 11th, Tiger Woods went 12th, Mariano Rivera went 13th, Will Chamberlain went 14th. Willie Mays, a bargain at pick 15. Roger Federer went 16. Julius Irving went 17. Kobe Bryant went 18. Bo Jackson went 19. Michael Phelps, 20. Lionel Messi went 21st. Magic Johnson went 22nd. Usain Bolt went 23rd. Jerry Rice, 24. Randy Moss with the 25th pick. What did he do in the real draft? He was in the 20s, wasn't he?
21st in his
It was 21st. All right, so he gets 25th in this draft.
Yes.
Pelé went 26th. Ty Cobb went 27th. Bobby Orr went 28th. Sugar Ray Leonard went 29th. Cristiano Ronaldo went 30th. Bill Russell went 31. And Hank Aaron went 32. First round bargains, Bill Russell, Hank Aaron. And in the second round, the 33rd pick was Eric Lindros. Joe Montana went 34th. Rocky Marciano went 35th. Jack Nicklaus went 36th. O.J. Simpson went 37th. Gordie Howe went 38th. Pete Rose went 39th. Sugar Ray Robinson went 40th. Deion Sanders went 41st. Randy Johnson went 42nd. Barry Sanders went 43rd. Larry Bird, 44. Warren Spahn with the 45th pick. Ted Williams with the 46th pick. Barry Bonds went 47. Reggie White went 48. Mike Schmidt went 49. Carl Lewis, the 50th selection. Mario Andretti, the 51st pick. Nolan Ryan went 52nd. Jesse Owens, 53rd. Alex Rodriguez went 54th. And Josh Gibson went 55th. Tyrone, it is your pick, number 56, second round pick.
I think there's a lot of baseball players that are going to go in this round. And I was actually doing a little research. I'm going to go with Stan the Man Musial.
Stan Musial?
Yes, I think that he's an all-time all-timer.
Hmm.
There was a few baseball names. I won't name them because I might end up picking them later, who I think deserve to be in consideration.
Surprisingly, he goes with baseball in that selection. All right.
My God.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Jeff in Camden. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, it was Mike, Natalie, and staff. I refuse to address Tyrone. I will not address Tyrone.
What's your beef with Ty?
There's no beef. He said that, you remember this day when I made a comment? He said that out of every call that ever was made to the Fanatic, my call was the worst call.
Oh, well, I said that first.
No, it was him. And until he apologizes, I will not address.
What I can't even remember. What ridiculous thing did you say? What was it, Tyrone, that he said, Jeff? What was it, Jeff?
I said that Shake Milton is a better NBA
than Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons. Yeah.
I mean,
worst call.
Yes.
That was horrendous take. Like, what did you want me to say? It's a terrible take, man. I love Shake Milton.
Jeff, have you learned your lesson since then?
I only hear two people talking because there's not a third person talking because I will address the other person.
Well, he's trying to be sensible to you. He said there's a reason why he said that. You got to accept that. All right.
It's not like I want to be wrong. It's not like I want to be so right. Do you think that I want Ben Simmons to not be able to hit a jump shot? I cannot tie a tie at the age of 39 going on 40. If my younger brother, 19 years, younger than me, is not available to tie a tie for me. I don't have a tie unless the tie is already
You're
tied.
Worse than Ben Simmons. You won't even try it.
People can't do.
Yeah, what do you mean, kid? You can't attack it? You can't learn how to tie a tie?
I shoot three-pointers at 76%. But I can't tie a tie.
Well, if you work hard at it, you could do it. But, you know. Anyway, what do you want to talk about the Eagles?
What, the Eagles?
Yeah.
It's just a reoccurring thing. Every time this great receiver comes out, the Megatron, the Julio Jones, we have to watch them dominate at the position and never get them. We're going to watch Judy dominate for 8 years, and there's no way to get him.
Well, there is a way to get him. You just got to trade up.
Well, let's do it, damn it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you want to do. You would trade up, and you don't care how high the price is.
I'm not trading Carson Wentz or anything like that.
Would you trade Ertz in the deal?
No. Ertz is the best tight end in the league.
You want to trade up. I'm asking you, what are you going to give? If they ask for Ertz in the deal, you're saying no or yes?
No.
Okay. Well, that's why I want to pin you down. Now, would you like to pick this mock draft?
Yes.
All right. Who's your pick at 57, Jeff? Oh, man, I'm holding my nose for this one.
57?
57.
That's your job, not mine. I don't know.
Well, you don't have any idea what we're doing. I'm reaching a low ebb with Jeff at this point.
I feel like his call kind of vindicated me.
It did.
Didn't it?
Huh? It vindicate you. All right. Ryan in media. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, bro?
Shoot, Embiid's out of shape, everything.
See, here's the thing.
Basketball. I don't care if it makes Brett Brown a bad guy. I don't care. You know, we can have a ceremony for him and Sam Hinkie after they both got fired and we win in a couple years. I don't care. They got to do something with it because Ben doesn't seem to have the drive within himself to want to do it. He seems like one of those guys who kind of needs a foot in the rear end to do it, which is fine. I mean, he could still be a great player.
No, he needs a foot in the rear end as much as he needs to be had playing time taken away from. That's the only thing the guys respond to.
That's what it is. That is a foot in the rear end. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that is what
it's like I see a foot in the rear end when you get in somebody's face. But here's the beauty about Brett, what he's done here. He still may lose his job without like he's been playing by these rules the whole time. He still might not have a job next year.
Well, that's the thing. If you're him, you got to go for broke. Because if he doesn't shoot, you're not going to be that NBA Finals team without him shooting, and then you're going to get fired anyway.
Exactly.
You might as well. You got nothing to lose. You might as well go for it. And, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
At the end of the day, you got to be true to yourself, right?
Yeah.
You got to be true to yourself. You're the one that has to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
If he gets fired and Ben Simmons is a shooter, well, then around the league, they go, oh, you're the guy that got him to shoot. And, well, here, we're going to have
a job.
Yeah, we'll give you this job. We'll give you this other job.
Yeah, exactly. And Eagles draft, we haven't had, serviceable, I guess, Jordan Matthews, but really since the Jackson Macklin drafts 08-09, we've gone 9-10 years with maybe one serviceable wide receiver in Jordan Matthews. I don't trust this organization to pick up one of those medium-level guys because they missed on plenty. I mean, I know lots of the league missed on these guys.
So you're trading up.
I'm trading up. No, right. I don't trust them second, third round, that kind of stuff. Trade up, get the guy.
All right, Ryan, your selection in the second round of this mock draft is number 57. Hopefully you've heard all the names that are selected.
Yeah,
Who is your pick?
I picked Gretzky yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
who you got today?
I'm going to go with the old school one. I'm going to go with Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe. A lot of people are wondering why we didn't have Jim Thorpe. Well, with Jim Thorpe, he didn't really have any kind of measurable accomplishment. Like, we could see
he won some Olympics or something. What did he win?
I don't know.
My issue was
that wasn't a professional sport accomplishment, though. You know, he had none of that.
No, and I take off points if you didn't compete against all the best athletes.
Yeah, listen, he was a wonder athlete from of everything you read. But
I don't know who he was going up against.
Yeah, he should have been selected. That's probably a good spot for him.
I'm fine with him at 57. Yeah. People had him in the top four.
Now, does this mean it's my pick?
It is your pick.
Well, I cannot believe that it's lasted this long, and I think I got a monster bargain here.
All right.
I'm going Sweetness. Walter Payton. Sweetness at 58. In fact, I thought he maybe should have gone ahead of Barry Sanders. So I'll gladly take him as a bargain at 58.
It's a great pick. Great pick.
Lay low in the weeds, what Sweetness.
He was.
All right, let's go to Jason in New York. Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason.
Hey, Mikey Miss.
What's up, Jason?
First time, long time, brother. I used to watch you on Prism.
Awesome, man. It's a long time ago. Prism. Whew.
Hell yeah. I want to thank Nat and Tyrone and you. You guys are the sports world's Howard Stern.
Thanks, brother. Thank you.
And I also want to dedicate this call to my wife who passed away this year.
January. Sorry to hear that, man.
She had always told me to give you guys a call, and I never did. I mean, I did email you a couple times, but this is my first call. So.
Oh, cool.
Yesterday, I was thinking to myself, you know how you do the countdowns, and you always have like four where you can delete them?
Yeah.
I think that's needed in this one. There's a couple that that need to go. But
yeah, I get you.
It's going to be short. I wanted to add my player.
Go ahead.
For the count.
You want to add your player? Okay.
Yep.
Yo, and who's your player?
I want to say Mike Trout. I know he has a long way to go yet, but I mean, if you look at his numbers now, he's up there with a lot of them. So I mean,
Mike Trout.
Yeah,
it's way too soon for him, but that's your selection. That's your selection.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay. You got it, buddy. Mike Trout.
Yeah,
5 years from now.
Yeah, it's just
a little too soon.
He's a Hall of Famer right now if you look at it, but there are other super Hall of Famers that have not been pictured.
That's correct. There's a lot of people left.
Yes.
That would be good selections here.
Yes.
Natalie is up next.
Yes, here I am.
Nat, who you got?
All right, I'm going.
That's 60. This is pick number 60.
I'm going to go Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
There are a lot of lists.
I know. It's hard.
That he's the best?
That he's the best center. Mm-hmm. There are people that say he's better than Kareem and better than Wilt and better than all of them. Depends on if in that center list. Better than Olajuwon. Depends on who you believe. Shaq's up there.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a good selection. Good solid selection.
I'm trying to make solid choices. I don't want to get all crazy.
A very solid choice. There's nothing wrong with that choice at all. All right, let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kev.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
I want to make my pick first, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Mo Cheeks.
You, come on, man. Come on. Come on, Kevin.
Oh, come on, man.
I can't put Mo Cheeks down. Really?
You're not, huh?
You want to talk where all-time greats. I mean, look, I guess he's a Hall of Fame caliber basketball player. He's not an all-time great, is he?
I'm going to
put it down for you. But what's the rationale? We just had Walter Payton. You know? You going to go Mo Cheeks on me here after Shaquille O'Neal? Does that make sense to you?
I guess you just don't agree with my picks at all.
So. No, it's a little too soon for Mo Cheeks.
Okay, I'm
going to give you Mo Cheeks because we are not taking anything away. But come on, man. With all the people left, all the all-time greats, you're going to go Mo Cheeks? Moses Malone hasn't even been taken. You're going to go Mo Cheeks?
You didn't say all-time greats, Mike.
Well, yes, what do you think this is? Well, what do you think this list is?
All right, Kevin,
what's your point about Simmons?
Just that I think it's on him and not Brent Brown. I think Simmons, he said that he wants to win championships. Well, he's not going to win any championships if he don't start shooting the ball. I think it's on him. You know, he has to look in the mirror and say that.
Yeah, but he's already looked in the mirror, hasn't he? He's got mirrors all over the place. He's got plenty of mirrors to look into. And somebody needs to make him accountable at this point, because that's what he just said. He said he needs somebody to make him accountable in this story.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he just said
my weakness is I need to have Sun Wan make me accountable. In other words, he can't look in the mirror and make himself accountable.
Wow. If he can't do that, then...
Yeah, all right.
I guess it's on Brent then.
All right, Kevin. Now, listen, should I put Mo Cheeks down?
You can't. The reason you can't.
I don't think Kevin, what does he think we're doing? These are all-time people.
Yeah, this is why. Yeah. I don't want to get lopsided. Now, Mike Trout, while it's early, at least he is he's an all-time great.
Yes.
In the case of Mo Cheeks, there are point guards that won't get taken that are above Mo Cheeks.
He's not an all-time great. He was a great in that context, but
Chris Paul's not going to get drafted in this, most likely, mm-hmm. in the three rounds. he's a better player, unfortunately, than Mo Cheeks.
Well,
no disrespect.
Was Stockton a better player?
Yes, he hasn't been picked.
He hasn't been picked.
That's why it's like I don't want to make
that's,
it a...
No, that's a provincial Sixer love pick.
Like, at least Dr. J was an all-time great, so it was early, but he would have gotten drafted anyway.
Well, we blanched at that selection, too.
But at least we kept it because at least he would have made, if we make it 90 picks, Doc's in the top 90. But Mo Cheeks is not in the top 90.
No, he's not. With all due respect.
Yeah, we love Mo Cheeks. Sixers, like, we love Mo, but...
All right, so that opens it up to another caller. Yeah. Next caller will take it. That guy, I don't want to be too hard on Kevin. He got a little... he got a little wounded, I think. I apologize. I didn't want to wound him. But, sometimes you got to make people accountable.
Think it through a little bit about the all-timers.
Make people accountable.
The all-timers.
See, it's what they crave. Accountability.
Basically, if the person's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, they shouldn't get picked. And Mo Cheeks, unfortunately, was not a first. He's in the Hall of Fame now, but he wasn't first ballot.
Correct. 610-632-0975. That's how you pop in. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
247, Mike Missinelli Show. I finished two series last night on Netflix. I didn't realize they were both coming to an end.
Which ones?
Orthodox and The Pharmacist.
Oh.
They're only both 4 episodes.
Yeah, I'm on episode 2 of Unorthodox.
It's just called Orthodox.
Oh, wait, is it?
Not Unorthodox.
I thought it was Unorthodox.
No, it's Orthodox.
Oh.
Because they're Orthodox. They're not on.
Right. Yeah. But I thought the whole... No. Either way.
They're Orthodox. It's 4 episodes. I came to a conclusion. I went, wait, what's the next one coming on? That's the end. That was it. So I'm like scrambling around. I go, I just finished these two. I was like nestled in. So Netflix are advertising this new, it's a movie based on the real life. It's called Waco. Right, the Koresh faction, right?
Yeah,
fascinating. I found it fascinating, but it's not a documentary. It's a movie. It's like Michael Shannon is the FBI agent, and I'm looking at the guy playing Koresh, and I'm going, who is this guy? I know I've seen him before, and he's got a beard and he's got glasses on. I go, who is this dude? And then it dawns on me, bam, it's Tim Riggins. From Friday Night Lights, the fullback.
He's playing.
He's David Koresh. And I couldn't, it drained me a little bit.
Why?
Tim Riggins. I see the guy from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, but he's playing, an actor.
I know, but I'm sorry. he typecast in that role and I can't look at anything else.
He wasn't that great in the role to where he could never play something else.
But that's what I mean. He wasn't that great. So it's like now he's playing a main character. But ceiling is Tim Riggins.
No. I feel like this the other way. Sometimes somebody's so good in a certain role, you can't see him as something else.
Yeah?
Like the guy that played Antoine Fisher. Every time he's in another movie, I think his name's Derek Luke, I see him as Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
Because of how good he was.
I don't see Derek Luke as Antoine Fisher.
So I do.
He's versatile.
I mean, and he was Bowie Mob.
Tim Riggins was like a stereotype, Texas Bobo dude from, that's all I see him as.
You got to give it a chance.
I watched the first episode.
And Michael Shannon's fantastic.
He is. I don't know why he was doing this one.
Why not?
I don't know.
He's another guy that picks, because I saw him in a play, which there's no way in Princeton, there's no way he's making a lot of money for it. I think he's one of these guys that he needs to pay the mortgage, so he takes this, and then he does 10 things that he actually likes.
I couldn't see Tim Riggins as Koresh.
Well, I got to see it now, because I'm not going to hold that against him, a previous role.
Sorry. Nat, Tim Riggins.
I don't really...
No? What?
No. I mean, I don't really have an opinion on him.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, I know. I didn't come away with like, oh, I don't want to see that guy again.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
He's like a stonehead in you know, I don't know. I just
he doesn't also, move me either way. He never really left an impact.
That's what
now?
I mean. So like you can't have now? Him play Koresh.
Yeah, he's much older.
Right.
You age out of that. Like,
the problem is you're still seeing the same character.
Damn, I am.
10 years
right.
ago.
Yeah, no.
I am.
Or whatever, more than 10
it's
years ago.
It's almost like, it's the worst because like it was tough to see Tony Soprano in another role after that. But
because he was
a
so
great actor.
And he was great in that character.
But the other dude, this is a lofty role that I don't think that he deserves.
But he had to can't audition. Be playing,
you can't go from Tim Riggins to Koresh.
I think he's Koresh had a role
was a dynamic guy. He was like, I don't see Tim Riggins inspiring anybody.
Hold on. You act like he went home. Went in a bubble for a decade, came out, and they just gave him the role.
He can't come out as Koresh.
He's probably
come
done
out
other
as a, there's gotta be another stepping stone before you get to Koresh.
I gotta look at his IMDb. For all I know, he's done 20 roles.
I've never seen Tim Riggins in any other role. Ever.
Look, he's had to do other stuff.
Oh man, run! Just block. Just block for the halfback, dude. It's got a Todd in Philly. Todd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd. What's up, Todd?
Not too much. Hey, you doing all right?
Yeah, we're hanging in there, brother.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're all slipping, Mike. You know why?
What's that?
You're a baseball guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to say Nat and Ty are also slipping, and the callers and myself. You know why?
Why is that?
I want to go sports stars. Cal Ripken Jr., number 8.
Is that going to be your nomination, Cal Ripken Jr.?
Big time, too.
All right. It's not a great pick.
Come on,
well,
man.
I mean,
but let me say one thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Greatest baseball record of all time. Hall of Famer of all time.
That's not true. It's not the greatest baseball record of all time.
One of the greatest.
Well, it's an endurance record. I get it, and it should be like I'm not.
Go ahead.
I'm not dazzled by the fact that he played every game.
You're not?
No.
Really?
Yes. Hitting safely in every game. Now that's a record. Like
yes,
Joe DiMaggio. That's a record.
That's not an easy record, Mike.
Ripken also played because of that streak when he could have helped his team by not playing.
See that.
What?
Go ahead.
No, that's what I said.
I'm done. That's a whole lot of games, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is, and we'll put him down. There are more deserving guys at that spot, but we'll put Cal Ripken down.
All right, 10-4, and I'm going to go real quick. Wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, and he gone. See you, Mike. See you, guys.
But you didn't tell me which wide receiver. It's deeper than that. There's some caveats to this wide receiver. See, this is a fluid situation. This is why I asked the four questions. If you see the four wide receivers going off the board, I just participated in a mock draft today where we're all off the board. And at 21, I couldn't move back. I had to pick somebody. So if you see that they're going off the board, do you sit paralyzed and go, okay, I want to wait for 21? Or do you move up at a major cost? Because it's either that or you stay at 21. There's no wide receiver left. Either you trade back or you got to take another guy, a safety like McKinley, who's highly rated, a linebacker like Murray or even Queen if he's there. Chaisson, the rushing defensive end.
Those are good questions.
If they don't float your boat, then you move back. I don't know. You just can't say wide receiver because there's more to it.
And I don't think they can go running back in the second round either. Unless they have extra picks. It's my pick real fast before the break.
It is your pick. After Cal Ripken at 61, where are you going, Tyrone?
I could go with a baseball player that I know's better than him, but I don't want to poke. So I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is an excellent selection. Best on the board left. Todd McShay's best on the board left.
I thought so.
Manning is an excellent choice at 62. Maybe the third best quarterback of all time.
You can make the argument, yeah.
All right. 610-632-0975. So there are two selections to complete the second round. And then we go to third round, and that's where guys like Maurice Cheeks may be acceptable. Mike Masnelli, show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.